Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. It's Sunday, February 22nd, 2015, and it just happens to be the day after the birthday of yours truly, the great one, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, yours truly, the host of the Ron Kelly Show, Ron Kelly. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all for the Facebook and the LinkedIn and all the birthday wishes I received yesterday, everybody. Thank you so very much. And Lamont Gates, who wanted to know how old I am. He was the only one. You know, leave it to Lamont to ruin everything. Anyway, the unflappable one, I like to call him, Lamont Gates, who will be along in a few minutes. I imagine, unless he got snowed in somewhere, Lamont Gates will be along in a little while. And Lamont also has an announcement he needs to make. He's got something going on, so everybody stay tuned for that. I'll let him tell you, since he knows more about it than I do. But we'll let Lamont tell you
once
Lamont gets here. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. And as I said earlier, I had a birthday yesterday, and my birthday was accidented by a snowstorm that dumped at least what looks like at least 3 to 6 inches of white stuff up here in the northern New Jersey, New York City metropolitan area where the show airs from. So, you know, but despite that, even though my plans were abbreviated, because you know how I do things, my plans were abbreviated, but nevertheless, I managed to get out of the house and, you know, I went out and a good time was had by all despite the snow that I had to trudge through. Anyway, glad to be alive, glad to be healthy and stable, mentally stable for the most part. And, you know, thank God for another year. Another year, but allow me to see another year and to see another year in good health. You know, health is very important, folks. And, you know, no matter how much money you have, you can't buy good health. You just can't. Steve Jobs was worth $8 billion, and that's a B, $8 billion, the creator, the founder of Apple. And he died from pancreatic cancer, and he was worth $8 billion. And he went around the world trying to go to different places to find experimental treatments and stuff like that, but it didn't work. You know, so no matter how much money you have, you can't put a price on good health, and you cannot – that's one thing you cannot purchase is good health. You can purchase people, you can purchase all types of stuff, but you can't purchase good health. And a little bit later on in the program, we'll be talking about women's wellness. You know, we'll be talking about women's wellness, and I'm going to allow her to introduce herself, because, you know, I don't want to, I know I'm going to stomp all over her name. So I'm going to allow her to say her name, and then I'll just pick up from that, because I know I've been looking at it most of the week, and I know I'm going to just stomp all over it. But before I get to that, I just want to let you know that you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Today is here every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., right here on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show will be moving pretty soon. Yes, we've been approached by a radio station, a brand new radio station that's in the production stages right now. We've been approached by them, and, you know, the Ron Kelly Show, of course. We'll be headlining everything over there. So everybody stay tuned for that. We'll definitely let you know what's going on with that. Anyway, it's great to be back in the air chair, yours truly, in the house. I don't see Lamont yet, but I guess he'll be along in just a moment, unless he's preparing for his thing he'll be talking about. Or if he doesn't appear, I'll definitely let you guys know what's going on. Anyway, we got a good show lined up for you this morning, a great show lined up for you this morning. And we're going to take on women's wellness. We're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. and also Black History Month. Now, Black History didn't just take place in February. So why are we celebrating Black History Month only in February? Black History Month is as much Black history is American history. Why is it separated? Why do we say black? I mean, are we still segregated? Do we still have to drink from the black water fountain? Because we're saying that Black History Month. I mean, we're celebrating Black History Month. And what really amazes me, the black folks are all into it. See, I don't use African American. I'm not going to say African American no more on this show or anywhere else. We are black people. Embrace it, dispose of it, whatever you want to do. But we'll be talking about Black History this morning. Lamont's in the shower. Okay. Don't want to think too much about that, but he'll be along in just a few minutes. All right, and we're talking about Black History Month this morning, why Black History Month is only celebrated in February. Black History Month is American history, so why are we separating it? Are we still segregated? Also, there seems to be a backlash against the very popular talk show Empire that stars Terrence Howard as Lucius Lyon, who is a music magnate who's dying from ALS. And Taraji P. Henson is his former wife, Cookie Lyon, who spent 17 years in prison from their days as drug dealers. And the money that they made from drugs in the show allegedly is how they built this empire that they are all in, fighting over right now. And there's some black scholars who feel like, hey, well, you know, this is an unfair representation of black folks. Are you serious? Anyway, we'll talk about that. And also the Week in Review. The president doesn't love America. Giuliani, how much more of an idiot can you present yourself as being? You know, you're jealous. Nobody wanted you. You couldn't even win one primary. Not even one. You tried to ride the coattails of the 9/11 situation in New York when you were mayor, which you really didn't do anything. I mean, you didn't do anything. I mean, what did you do? You did nothing. You know, you tried to ride nothing into the White House and with disastrous consequences. So now you're backpedaling, doing a moonwalk, trying to distance yourself from the comments you made about the president of the United States, you idiot. So we'll talk about that in a little while, too. And the Week in Review and so much more right here on the Ron Kelly Show, heard here on blogtalkradio.com every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com. And also, you can check me out on my website. The official website of The Ron Kelly Show is www.theronkellyshow.com. Get at us on Twitter, The Ron Kelly Show, and on Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show as well. Thousands and thousands. As a matter of fact, almost 6,000 likes. Thank you so much, everybody. And that page hasn't been up that long. So we want to thank you for indulging with the Ron Kelly Show. And I need to let you know before we move on to our guests, the Ron Kelly Show, this portion of the Ron Kelly Show is powered by Davis Integrated Medicine. You can contact them at 973-783-3606, 973-783-3606, davisintegratedmedicine.com. Live life well. All right, everybody, we're going to move on to our guest. Good morning, the Ron Kelly Show. How are you? How are you, dear? Hello.
I'm great. How are you, Ron?
Hi. How are you? I'm going to, you know, should I attempt to state your name or I apologize for the diatribe I just had to let out. But should I attempt to say your name or are you going to help me out?
I'm going to because I'd rather do it that way because a lot of people, they like get it really messed up.
It's unusual. I mean, you know, but go ahead.
Well, it's a name that it's was unusual, given to me. I had person at the end of the course, we received our Kemetic names or Egyptian names. And so my title is Abut, which means Wabet priestess or priestess of purification. And my name is Abut Akaya Ma'at. And Abut is high priestess of purification. And Akaya Ma'at means dealing with matters of the heart. Or she who has a strong heart brings joy and balance and reciprocity that is importance to Ma'at, you know, the 42 laws of Ma'at. So I sort of stand on a square of, you know, truth, you know, reciprocity, harmony, moral law, and all of that. So I'm constantly challenging those areas.
Okay. See, I had every one of those names wrong because the first one is spelled ABT. Now you're never going to get an Abut out of ABT. I mean, not you know,
well,
unless
yes.
you're involved in it, you're not going to get in a boot from ABT. But Juan, before we go any further, I want to introduce my co-host, the unflappable one, co-host for the moment, I guess, because Lamont's got a big announcement he's going to make later on in the program. But I mean, for now, the unflappable one, I like to call him. He goes by the name of Lamont Gates. Good morning, Lamont. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you? Happy birthday. A year closer to retirement, I see you are.
Yeah, no, hundreds of messages I got yesterday. Lamont Gates, the unflappable one, he's, you know, the unflappable one, I like to call him, is the only one who asked how old I was, the only one. Leave it to Lamont to ask the tough question.
Well, you know, that used to be the question when birthdays came around, but I guess when social media, you know, got around, everyone just wanted to show their generosity by simply saying happy birthday.
Well, you know what, Lamont, when I was in my 30s like you are, I was more than happy to tell people how old I was. But as time moved on, it's funny because we get just like everybody a boot. How do you say that again? A boot.
You
Come
can
on,
call me Kai.
A boot. Okay,
say
I'll call
Kai.
You Kai. Okay, Kai. All right. She's an advocate of women's wellness. We have her here on the program. I just wanted to break for a second and introduce my co-host Lamont Gates. And Lamont will let us know. I'm not going to say it, but I'll let Lamont talk a little later on in the program. I'll let Lamont let you guys know what he's his project and what he's getting ready to do. We'll have Lamont. We'll let Lamont let you guys know what's going on. Very happy to have Lamont Gates here with us.
Okay.
Definitely an upgrade
yes.
to the program, Lamont Gates. A definite upgrade to the program. We appreciate you, Lamont. We thank you for
thank you.
Thank you very much. Hopping out of the shower and dripping wet and coming over to you and coming over to the and jumping on the bandwagon here, Ron Kelly. show. Okay, Kai now, we'll let Lamont introduce his project he's gonna be doing a little bit later on in the program. All right, well, Kai, now, okay, so women's wellness. Now, you know, and Lamont, I don't know, Lamont will probably stand back from this one, but, you know, I guess if women's bodies are as complicated as their way of thinking, this should be pretty interesting. Everyone, we're talking about women's wellness and women's bodies are, you know, women's bodies are much more complicated than men. I think we got, you know, God said, you know what, you know, since you're going to have to deal with these women, we're going to give you a break. And keep it simple. And men's bodies are so much more simpler than women's. Do you agree with that, Kai?
Not the whole thing, but the women's
bodies are more complicated than men's bodies are.
Yes, they're a little more complex, but not necessarily complicated, because everything that I speak from, and I do a little more than just women's health is my specialty, but I deal with overall health of men and women, because we live in an environment and in a society that is polluted. And so I not only address women's issues, you know, like I said, that's my specialty, but I address all issues having to do with health. I just wanted to mention, Ron, happy born day, because if yesterday was the day you were born, then your mom had the actual birthday, because she gave birth to you on this day. She gave you divine life on this day. So, you know, you may want to give her a call, or if she's, you know, if she's around, or, you know, just pay homage to her for being the portal for you getting here, and we being able to get to know you and have you on this call, actually. So she's the bringer of life. She birthed you, so it's her birthday and your born day. And I won't ask you how old you are, but, you know, I just wanted to interject that.
Well, I'm still in my I haven't crossed the half century mark haven't yet. But
good for you.
Very proud.
Well, I tell you, it's something to look forward to, though.
Of course, I mean, very proud of myself. I mean, I'm in good shape. My mother did a great job. She didn't drink. She didn't smoke. She didn't do any illicit drugs. You know, she's very healthy, and she passed along to me a very healthy legacy. So, yes, absolutely. Now, let me ask you about now, are women as flippant as men are about, in a lot of ways, as men are in a lot of ways flippant about health and wellness? I don't know, Lamont, you might want to chime in on that.
Yes.
Since you're a man,
yes.
A young man,
yeah.
In his 30s.
Yeah.
He's still popping noise,
yeah,
about, you know, older people. But
I'll say this from what I
find that women are responsible. If there's a woman in charge of the family, which most women are, and that's why I say I specialize in women. Women are in charge of the overall health of their family. So she's the one in the kitchen. She's preparing the food. She's taking care of the children. She's taking care of the husband. So depending on her level of awareness in terms of how to prepare certain foods that will keep her family healthy or how to detox her children, like our grandmothers years and years ago, some grandmothers still do it, but I find that when I was younger, every season we had to take cod liver oil or castor oil to flush our colon out. Well, a lot of women have lost that, I find. And so you find a lot more illness and or sickness in the family, not to mention our environment and the things that they're putting in our foods and things like that.
Well,
we
did it, too. We definitely did it. We my mother, Lamont, I'll give you just a second. My mother, we were taking that cod liver oil, sick, well.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, boy, can you put some sugar in this or something? You know, naturally, now that I've gotten older, I wish I had kept taking it. Go ahead, Lamont.
Yeah, I just wanted to note that in my course of studying psychology, I'm studying for a master's degree in psychology. And one of the classes I just finished completing was called health psychology. And it was interesting.
Nice.
It was interesting to note that concerning what the research says about men and women's bodies, is that they both actually work when it comes to working out and hitting the gym. A lot of the times it's not really for health purposes. It's for vanity purposes, appearance purposes. And the research showed that men actually are more vain about their bodies than women, believe it or not. Because, and the reason being, one of the biggest reasons was that men are so much more competitive about having a broader shoulders, a bigger chest, and lower body, upper torso, and so on and so forth, that they actually outshine the women in vanity. So that was something that was interesting that was noted in the research concerning health and wellness of women.
And I'd have to agree with you, Lamont, 100% on that, because when I'm at the gym, you know, guys do kind of look at each other, not in a, you know, not like that, but guys kind of look at each other, and some people will lift more weight, and, you know, I stay in my lane. I can't lift 300 pounds, so I'm not going to try to lift 300 pounds. But Lamont is 100% correct that men are much more, in a lot of ways, not just with money, with vehicles, who's got the nicest car and stuff, much more. And I say to somebody, much more gossipy than women, too, by the way. But men, so you say you practice, you say it's mostly women, but you do advise men because it's overall health and wellness, not just with women, but you do have a focus
on women.
Women. I'm going to see if I can take a break because I'm using the telephone to do the show today, and I got all the controls on my phone. So I'm going to see if we can take a break, and if not, we'll just come right back. But when we come back with Ty, we're going to address this vaginal steaming and some of the other practices that the unusual practices. I've never heard, you know, anything like that. But not necessarily unusual to most, because I've never heard.
It's
anything
different.
Like that.
Sounds therapeutic.
But
yeah,
it's definitely different. And, you know, when you think about it, like, it must be pretty hot. But anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with Ty on Women's Wellness and the Unflappable Lamont Gates in just a moment. This is Ron Kelly's show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show.
Absolutely. It's the Ron Kelly Show featuring the unflappable one. He goes by the name of Lamont Gates. And we go with the show. And a little bit later on, backlash against Empire. Why? Are they lying? You know, we'll talk about that. The black scholars and some other folks have a problem with the show Empire. Very, very popular show, Empire. And there's some folks who are opposed to the portrayal of black folks in this show. I mean, I don't see anything wrong, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on with Lamont and also Black History Month. Whose idea was it anyway? Why are we are we still separated? Because Black History Month is separate from the other 11 months. I mean, Black History only took place in February. Black History is American history. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. And also the Weekend Review right here on Ron Kelly Show featuring Lamont Gates. Now back to Kai and women's wellness and some of the practices that I don't like to use the term unusual, but some of the practices that you advocate. In one of the practices is, you know, most guys are going to be interested in this anyway for the wrong reason.
I'm sure that's why you're interested as well. So, and yeah, I get that a lot, brothers.
How
yes.
about a demonstration? No, that's probably what most people would say. But my interest is when you think about the vaginal steamer, you would think that okay, that you would sit or you would position yourself above some steam, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the steam wouldn't necessarily go into the cervix, and if I can use these terms, cervix and
mm-hmm.
and the inner workings of the woman, the lower portions of the woman. So how would that be beneficial to a woman if the steam is not actually going into the body?
Okay. Well, vaginal steaming is an ancient art form. It's nothing new. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. It's just that it's being restored back into certain parts of the northern hemisphere of America. You find a lot of women in Brazil, Korean women. They call it sitz baths. You have other women in Africa who may squat over the pot, so to speak. And basically, everything is predicated on shifting the womb and on the organs, as well as balancing your pH levels, also annihilating and eradicating tumorous growths. If there is stress and constipation, those issues are addressed, like similarly to PMS or menopause and things like that. There are certain herbs with properties that
all right,
actually.
So what you're saying is, in the interest of time, so what you're saying is that there's a therapeutic value other than just the steam
there's a spiritual value to this practice as well. I mean, in regards to calming the spirit and this type this type of thing.
Mm-hmm. It covers the mental.
Yeah, reference of calming the spirit and that and as such.
Yes,
like
it covers
a therapeutic value in regards to calming your spirit and just, you know, like a, you know, like a, what do you call it? Like a,
Let me explain what it is, Ron. I'm going to get to
all right,
it.
Please. Basically, you know, kind of condense it for us.
Yes. V-steaming is a way of allowing the woman to balance out her mental, emotional, and spiritual body. A lot of things happen to us, men and women, as a matter of fact, that we don't know how to process. Nobody teaches us how to process pain or hurt or transmute those energies, and so they become a part of our emotional behavior. And so with V-steaming, I found, not just with the V-steaming, but I teach women how to breathe. I teach them how to meditate, and there's a plethora of healing art forms that I use while they're steaming. So they're not just sitting on a pot of herbs. They're actually being coached and also being allowed to release themselves of any mental, emotional stress that they may be encountering, as well as physical.
Yeah, brought on by
a lot of having a hard
brought on by these
pregnant
men.
So the infertility is a big issue, too, for us as women and men. But anything having to do with the lower extremity really helps to eradicate a lot of the mental, emotional things that we go to, because, you know, that's where the term so above, so below comes from in regards to our organs. We need to get more in touch with our organs, and that's just, you know, something we don't pay attention to. We don't pay attention to our womb area or our prostate area. We don't pay attention to our heart. We don't pay attention to our mind. And all of these organs have divine intelligence. And whenever we ignore them, we may get a headache, or we may get a heart palpitation or rapid breathing, or we may have fibroids or develop cancer, prostate cancer, liver cancer, because we're not necessarily in touch with our inner workings, our major organs. So
let me ask you now, do you hold gatherings and seminars where women can go to embrace some of these practices, and do you go around and you have, you know, get-togethers?
Yes, actually I do. I do V-steaming in Montclair, New Jersey. I'm a hairstylist by day, so the salon where I work currently is called Lamarck's Hair Studio, and it's located in Montclair, 146 Bloomfield Avenue. I do steaming.
Shameless plug, by the way. Shameless plug.
Okay.
Now, how can women get in touch with you? Give me some information in regards to if you have a web presence, telephone numbers, as such, and those things.
Yes, currently my website is being worked on. So if you have interest in V-steaming and other programs, I do detox programs as well. My number is 646-271-8500.
Okay. All right. And so that's the way. So, all right. Here's what we'll do. You know, because I do see you often.
I'm also on.
So here's what we do. When every week. So when not to get my hair done, but so what we'll do is when your website, you know, you let me know. We'll definitely put the information out here on Ron Kelly's show as soon as it's up, and any other things you got going on in regards to wellness seminars. Gatherings, get-togethers, and informing women of their of some of the things that they need to do to get better. You know, we'll definitely put it out there. So in other words, it's not just about getting rid of that man. I mean, you have to. That's not your only problem. There are other things that you could do.
Say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's not just about getting rid of that man. there are other
what
things
man?
Women can. Well, it's so to speak. Like, don't.
Uh-oh, Ron.
My own private.
I'm trying to figure out where you coming from.
No, I mean, not that. No, not your man. I'm saying, you know, a lot of women contribute their problems to men. But what you're saying is that there are other ways for women to meditation and some of the other things that they can do to maintain their spirit level and, maintain an optimistic view on life. There are some other practices. You know, so some
there's
of the ones
a lot
that you've mentioned. Right. There's some things that they can do to survive in this whacked out world we live in, meditation and some of the other things that you were talking about. So here's what we'll do. We'll put that out there. When your site is up, we'll definitely put it out there. And just say your number again one more time so everybody can hear it who's out there listening to the program.
Okay. So
yeah, what's
my
number
again? 646-271-8500, and I can be reached at that number. I also have a teleconference number that you can tap into every other morning, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That number is 559-726-1000, and the code is 701-757. I do a morning or a new day session where I allow both men and women to call in, and I actually teach them how to breathe. They call in at 5:15 a.m. on those days, and I take them through a process of teaching them how to breathe correctly as well as meditation. We do affirmation, quotes for the day, and then we have community bulletin. So that's something that's free that you can tap into for 45 minutes. So it's at 5:15 a.m. once again, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And it's a very good program, and it actually helps you to start your day in a positive way and to build your energy and your spirits up. So.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Kai, everybody. If you listen to Ron Kelly Show, this Kai, and she gave you information, a phone number and all, and definitely it's yeah, for men and women, and maybe for the man to know a little bit more about his, you know, if any nothing else, for him to know a little bit more about his significant other, wife, girlfriend, whatever. All right, Kai, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us this morning, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Sure, no problem.
Right,
be well.
Thanks. All right, everybody, we're going to move on. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with Lamont Gates and myself right here. Right here on the, as soon as I find the drop, right here. Oh my God. Right here on the Ron Kelly Show.
The Ron Kelly Show. BlogTalkRadio.com. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com. There was a need in talk radio. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on YourTalkRadio.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Now, Now, back with more.
Are
more,
you ready?
More of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Ron Kelly's show with Lamont Gates. Hey, Lamont. All right, Lamont.
Yes,
Lamont,
yes, sir.
Is prepared. Lamont is prepared and ready to go to let you guys know what the buzz is and the latest Lamont Gates project. Go ahead, Lamont.
Well, what it is I'm just going to simply be returning to blogtalkradio.com myself with my old show, or rather a re-debuted show, if you would, the grand opening, the re-grand opening of Real Social Talk Radio, as I stated before, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And the pilot show is going to be kicking off today, Sunday, the 22nd, 2015, at 5 p.m. I'm going to be discussing numerous political and social science and current events topics. And one of the topics I'm going to be discussing, Ron, is the blockage of President Obama's immigration reform by a Texas judge, and whether or not the critics of Obama's move and plan were actually correct, and a few other things as well. And I'm hoping if this show does okay today, to put it in that time slot on a weekly basis. So I'll be returning to Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Congratulations, Lamont. 5 o'clock. We'll all be there to support Lamont and his old. So it's going to be Real Social Talk.
It's Real Social Talk Radio.
Say.
Yeah.
Real Social Talk
Radio.
The return of Real Social Talk Radio. All right, everybody. This afternoon, 5 p.m., it's Lamont Gates with a very interesting topic. You need to listen.
Yeah. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/realsocialtalk. That's how you get that. Go directly into it.
Forward slash, isn't it? Is that forward slash? Oh, I guess either way you could get
it. Yeah, well, you know, yeah. Real Social Talk, though, at the end of that.
All right, who's on the line? /, /, real social, it's blogtalkradio.com. /, however you want to do it, Real Social Talk Radio. Lamont Gates, 5 p.m. today, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I hope he has a lot less problems than I do. Anyway,
yeah.
All right, so who's on the line? We have a phone. Is there a caller on the line? Who's on the line?
Akaya.
Oh, you still there? Oh, okay. All right, the show is, all right. All right, Empire, Lamont. Empire, the television show, had a record this past Wednesday, 12.9 million viewers, outrageous, and a 5.1 rating among adults 18 to 49. And Empire has gone up every single week since it debuted and has broke the record. It has broke the record. And there's only one show that that's left for Empire to beat, and that's The Walking Dead. And I don't know how that show. It had a 6.2 rating. But other than that, Empire has soared in ratings. But there are some black folks who don't like Empire, Lamont Gates. There are folks who don't like it. Now, I don't know whether you've watched it or not, but if you have watched it, what's your opinion of it?
You know, I have not really watched it since it came on, but I'll tell you a funny story. Where I work in the education field, I had at least two people come up to me and say, you know, you look just like that singer on Empire. And I had no clue what
you
were talking about.
You do.
Well,
but unfortunately,
you're the third one.
Yeah, you do look like a Lamont.
And I had no clue what they were talking about. I had no clue what they were talking about. And she said, you got to watch this show. You got to watch Empire. It comes on the da-da-da. So I took it for granted, still didn't watch it. Then finally, it just got to me. They kept telling me this, so I turned it on. And my goodness, it's me on television.
It's the other Lamont. They say everybody has a twin Lamont, and that guy, Jossie Smollett, his sister is also – she's not on Empire, but she – She's a television personality as well. Yeah, the guy looks a lot like you, Lamont.
And I said,
show has. Yeah, he does. He looks a lot like you. Now the show has soared in ratings. The show is it's the number one show on Fox right now, And, you know, I thought it was only going to be on for 1 week. So here we go. People, there are some black folks who have a problem with Empire, and those who say that the show is an unfair representation of black folks. Now, you know, see, this is the same thing as people talking about police brutality. You know, we've gone through that a lot about police brutality. And, you know, it's the same thing. Like, okay, I'm a protest against police brutality, but it's okay for our people to shoot each other down in the streets. You know, black-on-black brutality gets overlooked, and we focus on police brutality. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this show. I mean, these are black folks. Cookie is killing it. You know, she's not acting. You know, she's not acting. And Terrence Howard as well, and all the cast, the great Stella cast. I don't see anything wrong with the show, Lamont. I have to agree with you.
I saw the one episode, and I haven't watched it since then because I'm busy, but I have to agree with you. It looked like a show that was made for television, and ironically, it's on Fox News. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's on Fox of all places. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if they're talking about the struggles that go on amongst this one family, if I'm not mistaken, it's a musical family, and they've got struggles between each other, and if these so-called black scholars are trying to say, well, you know, those struggles shouldn't be aired on television, then why did they air Dallas back in the 80s? You know, their people were killing each other over money back then, and it was a wealthy white family. I mean, I think it's just art reflecting life, as people like to say.
Right, and not the other way around, like life imitating art. Because you know, this Cookie, I know a couple. My ex-wife is Cookie. You know what I'm saying? My ex-wife is Cookie all
right.
The way, 100%.
It's,
you know,
reflecting
the
reality.
She's just
this.
Yeah, and I know black women, you know, who are just like her. You know, and I don't see where. Black folks in life, Lamont, and everyone listening out there to the Ron Kelly Show featuring Lamont Gates, black folks are doing enough to make themselves look bad. You know, this TV show, is rocking the ratings. And you know, Lamont, white folks are the ones who are watching this show, because there's not enough black people to make a show number one. And people don't understand like that. The black folks are a real minority in this country. How many of it? I mean, there's not enough black folks to put Obama in office.
No,
white people
not at all.
Had 13%. More of a hand in that. Right, white people had more of a hand in that than anything else. And white folks are watching Empire. You know, and,
well,
and again, I don't see anything wrong with the show. I don't understand why these people.
Yeah,
it's Fox of all places. I'm like, wait, this is going to be on for 1 week, and it's going to be gone. But, contrary.
No. You know why? Because money talks. If the ratings are there, Fox is going to leave it in.
Yeah, and it's gone. And the ratings have gone up every week. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who's not talking about this show.
You're absolutely right. I mean, way in the suburbs, they came up to me and said, you look just like this guy. You got to watch this show. More than one person, too. So, you know, the white community, as you stated earlier, they are watching this show. And not only are they watching it, they're loving it. They're glued to the TV on Fridays.
Yeah, and so am I. I'm glued to the TV as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Lamont Gates walk down 42nd Street in New York City or someplace where a lot of people are. And we're going to see who runs up to him. And that'd be interesting. That would be an interesting YouTube video to have Lamont Gates go out there and maybe dress similar to this gentleman and just walk down Union Square or 34th Street somewhere around there and see how many people run up to Lamont Gates, aka Jesse Smollett, and ask for his autograph. That'd be an interesting YouTube video. I'm definitely gonna look into that. See if I could drag Lamont to New York. Yeah, because you look, it's uncanny how much you look like this young man.
I agree.
Yeah,
Lamont
Gates is, so hey, you can be the stand-in. If something happens to him, he falls out a flight of stairs. Lamont Gates on Empire. And I'll definitely be there watching to see how that turns out. So, yeah, black folks are just, you know, they're embracing black history. We'll talk about that on the next segment, how black folks are embracing black history. And I refuse to use the term African-American on this show. or anymore. I refuse because you know, we're black people. In you know, Reverend, I'm getting my Reverends mixed up because I didn't want to talk about MSNBC kicking Reverend Al Sharpton to the curb. Your favorite,
civil
rights leader. Yeah, they're about to kick him to the curb. The quote was that he's still struggling with the teleprompter, which he is, and I feel kind of embarrassed for him.
Yeah, they're making,
I feel
like
a little embarrassed for
on YouTube. They're making, they're comparing him to George W. Bush now.
Yeah, and that's horrible. That, who wants to be compared to him and his teleprompter antics? But Reverend Al Sharpton will be exiting MSNBC pretty soon, along with some other. They are not leaning left anymore. I think they're going to lean. They really are going to try to lean forward this time. But you know, black folks. We're going to talk about that in a little while. I'm trying to squeeze it into the program. How black folks are. We won't take any more breaks. We'll just go straight through until the end of the show. How we went from being black to African American. How did that happen? You know, and it wasn't black folks that suggested that. Also, we're going to segue right into that. And black history, I just don't get it, because black people are, black history month, black history month. They're having these little ceremonies at these local city halls and council people. And, you know, what are you doing? I am totally against black history month. I think black history is American history, and I can't see why black folk would embrace a concept of only celebrating black history during February, which is the shortest month. That's been a running joke, that February is the shortest month of the year, and that a black folks are embracing the concept of having a black history month. And somebody, it started out as a week. Oh, really? You know, black history month was at one time Black History Week. So we are actually embracing this concept, Lamont Gates. Black people are actually embracing. I don't get it. Maybe you get it, but I don't care, Lamont. I just don't get it. How we're
Sorry about that.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as things evolve, people become more accepting of things. As they become more glued to American institutions, you know, where teachers are calling you certain things and certain things are accepted on the calendars, federal and state institutions as well, as they begin accepting things, then the very community to which these things are centered around also begin accepting it because it becomes cultural. So I think that's why and it's also a lack of education going in to the historical aspect of where these things come from and why they came about and why they should be accepted or why they shouldn't be accepted is also a reason why it's ultimately has been accepted by the black community. Now, regarding Black History Month, it was invented, indeed, by the idea came from a black historian by the name of Carter G. Woodson, who, you correctly stated, wanted to make it a week. It was 1 week. And later on, a caucus of blacks, I believe from a university, decided to make it a month. And later on, one of the U.S. presidents, I believe it was President Ford, if I'm not mistaken, decided this is a good idea. Let's make it a national thing. And boom, there you go. Blacks were happy to have something on the calendar that represented the history and the pioneers within the black community. And so it's been celebrated ever since then. Now, there are people who question it. You're right. There are people who say, for example, Morgan Freeman himself stated that, black history, you know, America is history. You know, blacks basically built this country. And that's correct. The railroad systems and all these things were laid down by blacks. So,
yeah, even the city of the layout of Washington D.C. the mine.
That's right. Yes.
Orchestrated. The architect of Washington D.C. how it's laid out was an African
right.
black man who did that.
George Washington Carver surveyed it. The argument is that we are American history. Why do we just have a single month attributed to us? But here's the thing. If blacks strongly feel that this month is a disgrace to all the works that they've done historically since the 1600s, since their arrival here, then what has to happen is just as Farrakhan put together a million-man march, we're going to have to take millions of black petitioners to say, we don't accept this, we don't want it. Go right to the steps of the federal government, wipe this month off officially, if that's what they really want. However, I think there's going to be a big split between blacks, between those who want it and between those who don't want it, because as you very well know, there are blacks who accept it, and they say to themselves, well, black history is not talked about enough in schools, so at least we have a month to do it. So it's very controversial. It depends on what side of the fence you're standing on.
Well, I'm definitely not standing on the fence, Lamont Gates. I'm clearly on the side of what the hell is this? Because black history is American history. Black history didn't just take place in February. There were black people who fought in the Revolutionary War, who helped to make this country what it is. I'm sure there were some black folks in somewhere in that room when the forefathers, the so-called forefathers, quote-unquote, founded, wrote the Constitution of the United States of America. And I'm sure there were some black folks that had something to do with that, and they just were not mentioned. You know, we talk about George Washington being the father of this country, who was one of the biggest slave owners, All these people who quote unquote founded this country, the founding fathers, all had slaves. They all had slaves.
It's funny you say that.
In that Constitution, we were only one fifth of a man. Now, whoever wrote the Constitution, now how did black folks wind up as one fifth of a man? The founding forefathers, or whatever you want to call it, we're party to that, Lamont.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's because slaves were seen as property, and that's why the one fifth came about. Now, it's funny you mentioned George Washington and slave owners, and that famous portrait of him standing in the boat crossing, I believe it is the, forget what river they're crossing. Within the boat, if you look closely in the boat, you will see that there are black soldiers with him. You know, that's the funny part. The famous picture I'm talking about with him with his foot up and he's standing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
If you look closely
with him standing
into
in the front
the boat,
of the boat, right.
Yeah, if you look closely into the boat, you see that there's blacks inside of the boat, which means that there were blacks involved in the Revolutionary War. So you're absolutely correct, as well as the Civil War. If you remember the movie Glory, the 54 of Massachusetts, they were involved with helping the Union forces against the Confederate forces. So, again, there's a lot of history there. There's no doubt about it.
And the black men who wanted to fight, Lamont, despite the situation they were in, wanted to fight, wanted to help.
Yes. So I think, however, when the U.S. president, like I said, I believe it was Ford who accepted the idea, I think what he thought was, I'm doing something good for the black community. I'm doing something that should be recognized, not realizing that, dedicating just a single month to black history is actually overlooking every single day of the week on the calendar, all the historical events that went on by way of the black citizen.
Yeah, but I can't understand, come on, give me a break. The African-American black people were a part of every aspect of the forming of the United States of America and are largely responsible for the way this country, how great this country is. Black folks had a lot to do with that. For the defender to cubbyhole us into 1 month, 28 days, where these big corporations and what have you, and the president and other folks, some begrudgingly will recognize Black History Month and the contributions that black folks have made. So we still have a white fountain and a black fountain. During February, black folks can, sip. Black folks are, I guess, allowed to sip from the other fountain. It's insulting to even have a Black History Month. It's insulting, I think, to me. If we're going to have that, we should have, there should be in the schools, the contributions of black folks should be taught in history classes, just like you talk about, Paul Revere and these other people. The contributions of black folks should be highlighted all year round
in history, not just black. What the hell is black history? That means that we, you know, there were no other people there but us. Yeah, I mean, give me a break.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. And I, for one, am highly opposed to this Black History Month nonsense. No disrespect to Carter G. Woodson.
Yeah, well, going back to the term African-American as well, I took, when I was in college, a African-American literature course, and the professor, a black woman herself, was very, very Afrocentric. And she, unlike you, definitely loved the phrase African-American because, in her mind, in her opinion, it captured the Afrocentrism for the black community. And to her, it was a stronger use than the word Negro. It was a stronger use than the term colored. It was a stronger use than the word black because it embodied the entire continent where blacks came from. However, there are other blacks out there who, like yourself, are not for the term African American because for them, technically, it does not represent where they are from continent-wise. I know ancestral roots may go back to this particular continent in Africa, preferably Western Africa, but they, the blacks who are opposed to the term African-American, say, but I've never been there, I wasn't born there, my family's not born there, we have our own identity. And so they prefer the term Black American rather than African-American. And I myself would have to side with that. I'd have to side with that because how many white Americans do you see walking around calling themselves European Americans?
Exactly.
You just don't hear that term. You know, it's unheard of.
No, you don't hear.
What they would tell you instead of the continent that their ancestors were from, they would tell you the country where they're from. Oh, I'm German American. I'm Polish American. I'm blah, blah, blah American. In reality, they're not even that. They're North American because they were born in this country just like you and I were. So the terms black and white, in my personal opinion, I see no problems with it. They simply separate those whose ancestral roots go back to Africa from those whose ancestral roots go back to Europe. However, they're both born in North America.
Look, I don't know anything about, you know, I mean, I guess, so the assumption is, Lamont, that because we are black, and black people have been, all black, the consensus is that black folks, we had about 60 seconds left, so the consensus is that black folks had to come from Africa. But they don't say Haitian American. They don't say Libyan American, where black. They don't say, you know, Jamaican American, where some black folks have come from. They say African American. And I don't deny that the roots or the origin of my my ancestral lineage did not originate in Africa. I don't deny that, but I mean, give me a break. I'm for for the use of the word black as a
right because you're a North American. You're not an African American because that's not the continent you were born on. You were born on a North American continent. So
all right, everybody, 10 seconds left. Thank you. I'm sorry, Lamont. We're out of time. Thank you, everybody. 10 seconds left. Thank you to Unflappable Lamont Gates. See him this afternoon at 5 p.m. Real Social Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you to Kai for her words on women's wellness. All right, everybody. We're out of here. Until then, see you next week. Take care. We're out. See you later.